Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Hello and welcome to Simple Simon, where we ask Simon simple questions about our guest, a brand new show. Points will be awarded if Simon gets the questions right. Today our guest is Mark Turpin. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for letting me come on the show.
Wow. Say hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon. Okay. It's Simple Simon here of the Yogscast. Simon, also known as Honeydew. How are you today, Mark Turpin?
I'm good. Thank you for asking, Simon. It's great. I'm a big fan. Obviously, it's great to be invited along. I'm excited because this is like the first ever. So it's obviously going to be the best one, and everyone's going to be
pilot.
Like,
it's the pilot. It's experimental. If it's bad, it's your fault, and it doesn't get like picked up.
That's the problem,
isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We're looking for Fox to buy out this format from us for $25 million.
Because this format alone is genius. I think they could recast all of us. You know, like, I don't know who would play you, Simon.
What happened to Jeremy Spake from Airline? Is he still available? what about Keith from The Office?
He'd be good.
Okay.
Yeah, he could do that.
Yeah.
I think I'd have Matthew McConaughey play me.
Oh.
Because I'd want an A-lister.
Very nice.
And
can I have Zach Galifianakis?
Galifianakis? He's got too much beard.
Oh. Liam Neeson.
Okay. Yeah. Liam Neeson. Mm. Really? Really?
Well, anyway, this isn't the show. Let's have an example. So the idea of this game, this little game,
if you let
is
it go
that.
Now.
So the idea of this game is that I ask Simon questions about you, Mark, and he has to try and get them right. And you can obviously then tell him what the answer is, and award points. Well, points will be awarded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So to start with, how do you feel? How do you think? So, Simon, how do you think Mark feels about being here today on the show? How do you think he feels about it?
I think he appreciates being in front of a camera rather than behind it, and he appreciates the novelty of it, and he finds it much more entertaining than actually doing the work that we usually assign him, which is just, you know, bothering people via email or phone calls and bothering you, which I don't think he likes very much because you can be quite aggressive and grumpy towards him.
Okay,
Mark, I got that right, Mark.
It's like reading a horoscope. It was, I was just like, oh my God, that's like totally me. That's insane. I was like, you know, I was hoping you were going to go on and, you know, to talk about maybe about me, you know, maybe meeting a tall, dark, handsome stranger.
Do you know what this does remind me of? Mr. and Mrs.
Yes, I think so.
It's quite
Simon's favourite sexual position.
Which one of us is Mr. and which one is the Mrs.?
Definitely the Jaffa Cake.
What's the Jaffa Cake?
Cake's when you have...
it's like a Cleveland steamer.
You have a Caucasian person on the bottom, or Asian, either's fine, with then a layer of orangey jam.
Yeah.
And then a dark... Dark chocolate covering.
A dark skinned person on top. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there we go. Episode zero.
So, what was that? 1 point for getting it
well,
right?
Well, there's got to be a point. There's got to be a point for that. Because that was uncannily accurate.
So, you said that Mark was privileged to be here, and he said he was that's 100% right. So, in fact, I'll give you 2 points.
Two points.
Because you were
thank you.
Pace yourself.
Well, no,
thank
but you.
Is he going to appear?
You said like, it was perfect. Two.
Yeah, right, two. Ding.
There'll be a score.
I have to do this for the whole show.
That's it, because we haven't got it. You just keep your hand up.
We haven't got scoreboard. So, next question. How do you think Mark keeps track of his place when he's reading a book, Simon?
Is he reading it naked? Because that would provide a very handy bookmark.
No, I mean, when he when he goes to sleep at night.
But what happens with paper cuts this summer? I couldn't. Yeah.
You know, he'd just
how
just
would
open
it work?
A book and just slide it on, and it would just be on like this. And he could go about his day, and it would be fine. I don't know. I don't think he would own a proper bookmark. So I think he would probably use a business card or something, because he probably has a bunch of those just lying around, and he would just pop a business card right at the top of the book, leave it there on his coffee table, you know, on bedside cabinet, next to all the dildos and lubes. And so, then, you know, when he's ready to do a bit more reading, he would just take out the business card and carry on.
So you're going with business card. I think there's all sorts of opportunities here. Old train ticket, old cinema...
See,
you know,
I can't, because all the old train tickets I've got to use as expenses. Ah. So I can't use one of those, otherwise the books get messed up at the end of the month. Mm. I don't go to the cinema, really, anymore. I used to go loads. But I don't, because people I work with just aren't that interested or don't invite me, I think, more so.
So go on, then, what's the answer?
The answer, and this is going to upset people... I actually fold the corner.
Use a dead baby.
I use a dead baby to then fold the top corner of the page where I left off. And obviously it ruins books, but I'm a little bit of a sort of self-entitled prat. So I think, well, if anyone's going to ruin it, I'll ruin it. So
Do you feel like you own the book, though? And do you feel like you're allowed to sort of damage the book a little bit and beat it up? Because some people like that kind of beaten, knackered old book and they like to own them. I mean, if you're borrowing it from a library or from one of your friends who's a bit spurgy and they don't like corners being bent over, I can understand. Mm. But do you own them?
This would be books I own. I wouldn't do this with someone else's book.
No.
That I would feel would be disrespectful. In that case, I would make a mental note and I'd use a rhyming couplet normally to remember where I was. So it'd be page, you know... 859, I remember it.
Fucking hell,
so that'll be
book.
Fine.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's just big text.
You remember the page number?
Just remember the page number with a rhyming couplet. It's very easy. So it's like page 37, I remember, because in this book it turns out that she is in fact dead and in heaven. And that's how you'd remember what page it is. It's very easy. You can apply it to a lot of different things. Obviously, the only fault with that format is it only really matters on the last digit of the page.
So it could be 57 or 87.
It could be. But, you know...
Or 11, even.
11 as well. That's the problem with some of them as well. Is that
there's
you
a
do,
flaw.
Yeah. But that's why I like bending the top corner over. It makes it a little bit easier.
And bending the rules.
Breaking the rules, adjusting them.
Breaking the law.
And then making it into a new rule. Mm. So,
well, there you go. That was minus 1 point for that, Simon.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know you got minus points.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's how it works. So now I'm on one.
There you're on one. Yes, one. That's right. So we have the next question. Simon, what do you think Mark's favourite card is in a deck of cards?
What a strange question. Favourite card?
There's 52 possibilities.
I'll give you a point if you can get the right suit and a point if you can get the right card. You know him well. Look, we spent a long time with Mark. We're good friends.
Who has
known
a favourite card?
But doesn't have a favourite card?
Jack of Hearts.
Ooh,
I
like
that. Because he is a Jack of Hearts.
Bit of a joker, bit of a lover. I like that.
Bit of a jack-off. Yeah,
okay.
Onto people's hearts. Still beating hearts.
Still beating. That tends to be what finishes the job.
Yeah.
No, mine's really... I would have thought this would have been easy. It's very cliched.
Right. What is it, then?
It's the Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades, yeah.
Oh, come on!
Ace of Spades. Look, I got an Ace of Spades there. I always carry an Ace of Spades with me.
Have you seen him with the Ace of Spades? He has them all over the place.
That's
he
what I'm all
singing.
About. I also like to turn on Gambit.
Ace of Spades.
It's your Ace of Spades.
Yeah, it was uncanny. It was like listening to the... did you record the backing vocals on that original one? I don't know.
I did. Thanks.
Yeah.
Not many people know that.
No, exactly. No. I listened to it and I thought, nah, there's no way that's a coincidence. That is definitely the same voice from the original recording.
Okay, question three.
So wait, am I back down to zero now?
So you didn't get anything. No, you're back down to zero. You get minus one.
Okay.
Oh, so I am on zero.
You're on zero.
You're on zero.
This is the high quality scoreboard.
How am I going to do negative one? I'll have to like do this or whatever.
I don't know. You just have to keep check on your fingers.
But it's zero.
That's all we've got.
You actually, that's where it starts getting quite brutal as we bring out the scoring knife, right?
Oh, we're going to. okay. Come on. Next one.
Next question. Simon, what do you think call centres call Mark when they get his name wrong? So, or when he gets a letter from someone who's misspelled his name?
Turdin.
Turdin?
Mark Turdin.
Mork Turdin.
Okay.
Sure, let's go with that. Sure.
You really think Mork Turdin?
Mork Turdin. Yeah. That's a pretty bad one.
That would I've yet to have that. I get the whole gambit of
gambit again.
Again. There we go. But I get the whole plethora of stupid names. So
good
the
word.
Most common one is turnip. So they flip
really?
Around.
Of course it is.
And then
Simon,
with the older generations, obviously they know of nice. Dick Turpin, the highwayman.
Mick.
Dick. And so they often say, when I say Turpin, they say, oh, as in Dick. And I'll be like, well, yeah. You know, and they're like, oh.
Well, some people call me that.
Yeah, exactly. and then it's like, oh, I bet you get that a lot. And I'm like, excuse me, I get a lot of Dick. Is that what are you trying to say something here? You know, and I try to make them feel quite awkward and uncomfortable about not being able to spell what I think is quite an easy name, but I have been spelling it for years. So it's a bit unfair.
Since you were a baby.
Well, a little bit later than that. Oh. But yeah.
A slow developer.
Yeah.
Well, so that's minus one, Simon. Next question.
Minus one.
Thank you.
Minus
Thank
one.
You for keeping track.
It's amazing.
Of that. Next question. Sorry, I'm having to look down at this list. What do you think Mark's favourite carnival game is? So when he goes to a circus, when he goes to a carnival, when he goes out, you know, to the local gypsy fair ground.
Right. Travellers.
Or the donkey derby. Or just
Donkey Derby.
You never been to the Donkey Derby?
Donkey Derby.
Have you not heard
Make
of
an
that?
Ass of yourself at the Donkey Derby.
Oh god.
So it's like a kind of local village thing where you can ride on
ball.
A donkey.
Okay.
Just
get out.
Best.
So go on, Simon, what do you think?
I think it's shooting things with, you know, like an air gun.
Well,
shooting
one of the ones with
targets.
The bendy barrel.
Shooting like ducks to get like a big fluffy toy.
Yeah. See, I like that. I think that's really cool. And I would say yes in many ways. I think my true favourite is the same sort of thing where you squirt water, though.
Oh,
have you seen the ones where you have to, like, you know, like hit the targets and knock stuff
there's
over?
There's a clown's mouth and you have to pee into
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I like those ones. But I would say you're actually probably right there. That, you know, it's shooty games are definitely
Will you let
my
me
favorite.
Have that one, Lewis? Will that be a point?
That's a point. That's definitely
Hooray,
a point.
Back up to zero.
In fact, I'm going to give you 2 points.
Back up to zero.
2 points.
Two points. Well, you can't give me 2 points for that because he said it was a water gun, not a you know, air rifle.
Look.
So it's got to be 1 point.
1 point.
So I reckon zero.
You're happy with that? Okay.
Yeah. Let's be
Fine.
Fair.
Right.
Okay?
We'll make it up as we go along. You're on zero. Yeah. Next question. Simon, what do you think Mark's morning routine is? So what is his usual routine when he gets up in the morning, he wakes up from bed, what does he do? What's his routine?
I think careful Mark. Careful. I'm sure he doesn't do that. he doesn't do that kind of thing. I reckon he has to go to the toilet, first of all, drink a big glass of water and go to the loo.
Then
he maybe
insightful.
Will have some toast or a bowl of cereal, and then he'll have a shower.
Let me stop you. The first thing you do when you wake up is have a big glass of water.
Is that, you, is that what
yeah.
you have?
You're dehydrated because you've not drank anything for like 7 hours.
Right.
So it's important to drink water first thing in the morning.
Because I'm reading a little bit into your morning
you
routine.
You just lie
here.
There and sweat for 7 hours and not take in any drink.
Sorry,
so you're dehydrated
I couldn't understand
every single
that.
Morning.
Sorry, Simon, could you do the action again? Sorry.
You're dehydrated and you've got to take in as much fluid as possible.
Okay. Let me just...
Okay, yep.
So he wakes up, he has a drink. And then he goes to the toilet after the drink or before the drink or at the same time.
Same time would be definitely the frugal time use.
Sits on the loo as a glass of water. Mm. Like that. Mm. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that. Only with
a
Fanta.
Then what?
Then he will have some breakfast,
right.
A bowl of cereal, maybe some Fruity Loops, and maybe a little bit of toast with marmalade. Right. And then after that, he will have a shower or maybe a bath, but I would think shower's more likely.
Then he would take
his pressed suit, and then he would throw that on the floor and reach just for like a shitty gaming t-shirt and put that on and go into the office.
So, Mark?
No, really. So, I mean, for example, yeah.
Lewis, I knocked you over. I'm really sorry.
I'm still intact by the looks of things, so go on.
It's solid wood. Wow.
Okay.
Where were you? You were over here, weren't you? There we go. You were next to Mandrew, I think.
Completely wrong side, but anyway.
I think it was either side.
So I don't drink a big glass of water in the morning.
That's the thing, I kind of feel.
And equally, I don't have breakfast either. So I kind of feel that's like a double whammy of things I'm not doing.
Oh my goodness!
I think I'd normally wake up and I like check emails and Reddit. So that's like the sad morning.
Before you even perform any ablutions.
Yes, yeah, I'd say wake up. Because my phone is my alarm, so I'll take that off, and it's in my hand, and I'll be like, oh, I might as well, while I got it. You know, I use that rule a lot in the morning.
Yeah, sure you do. Oh, whilst I'm here.
Whilst it's in my hand, I might as well.
Do a one and a three.
And
sure, why not? Why not? Save time, yeah.
The shower, yeah, definitely, you know. I have a shower in the morning, so maybe half a point for that.
I can't really do a half, Mark.
Can you give it a go?
What was I on, zero?
You're on zero, so now you're on 0.5. Perfect. You've accurately conveyed the half there.
Half a point.
Right, good. Well, there you go. That was very generous of you to give him a half, bearing in mind he didn't get any of it right. But
he has a shower. That's what I got right.
Equally, it's not even in my power to give any points there, but I've decided I'm just going to usurp that and just say half a point.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. You're welcome.
That's true.
You can do the points. You can decide the points. You're equally welcome to do that. You're getting a sneaky nicotine tablet there, Simon, to keep you going.
What do you mean?
That's fine. So, Simon, what do you think Mark does with all of the empty shopping bags left over when he comes back from Sainsbury's or the supermarket of his choice?
Because you do tend to build up an awful lot of them. A collection of dozens of these bags. I reckon he just throws them out. He gets sick of it. He has a clear out every once in a while, like, you know, every couple of months, and he'll just throw out like 30 bags because what else is he going to do with them? And it's terrible, but that's what a lot of people do. Mark?
Right, well, this is tricky. So I normally shop online, so I use an online shop. And they actually recycle all their bags. So when they deliver your next shop, they just take the last lot off you.
Totally wrong.
But, well, no, saying that, however, I just moved into a new house and they left about 100 shopping bags.
And what did you do with them, Mark?
I threw them out. I should have recycled them,
but I threw them out.
This is ridiculous. These are too many. There's too many shopping bags.
Does that give me another half point?
I think you're up to a one.
I'm up to 1 point.
1 point.
Lewis.
You've done amazing. 1 point.
Wow. Oh, that was
it's
good.
Not a high scoring game, is it?
It's Let's going well. So, Simon, next question.
Lewis.
Mark's having a cream tea with the Queen.
Oh, is he? Are we invited?
No, he's on his own when he hears a very loud and obnoxious fart. It wasn't him.
Oh, my God.
How does he react?
I reckon he would blame it on one of the Queen's corgis. So he would laugh it up and he would go, oh, Mom, your corgis, let rip. Or something like that.
Okay.
Because I don't think he would just ignore it.
He
wouldn't help it. He would just start chuckling. You know, he wouldn't be able to keep it in. He would just start laughing, and the Queen would be really embarrassed because it was the Queen. And then he would save her the humiliation by blaming the corgi, blaming Mandrew over here.
See, I like that. I like that. I don't know. I think I would just say nothing. I think I'd just stifle and, Your Majesty.
You know what, Mark? You say it best when you say nothing at all.
As the great Ronan Keating once said, life is a roller coaster. Sometimes just got to ride it. All night long. There you go. So I would say nothing and stifle whatever kind of vomity sort of emotion I'd have.
Back down to zero there.
But that's good. I think you've done well so far.
It's not been brilliant. I started on zero. And now I'm on
What would you do, though?
Again.
So would you blame it on the corgi? Would you blame it on Mandrew? That seems a little bit uncalled for.
That's why we have dogs. That's the whole purpose of us, like, taming wolves and breeding them to be domesticated and everything, just so that we can blame our farts on them. It's nothing to do with companionship or defence or anything like that. It's purely
a method to blame
scapegoating.
To scapegoat.
Yeah.
It's purely fart-based protection against embarrassing social situations.
Benjamin Franklin, absolutely. I think, and I might be wrong with this, I think Benjamin Franklin said that the if you could cure the smell and the offensiveness of a fart, that socially we'd be far more happy people.
And I think that was in the Declaration of Independence as well.
I think it might have been. And when Nicolas Cage stole it, I think he edited some of it out. So I don't know if you check it today.
The noise is fine. If it was really loud, nobody would care. It's just the smell.
I might be wrong, but I think he did like loads of research into like, you know, odor eaters and
He was like sniffing like bicycle seats and everything and just being gross.
I think so.
Going into toilets and like licking the bowls.
Oh.
I'm just typing in.
What a sick. Was he German?
So Benjamin Franklin.
Can't say that. He had a lot of slaves. Oh, we shouldn't be dissing this guy. He's probably important.
Benjamin Franklin, probably important. Lewis Brindley, 2013.
He could be.
Stop Wikipedia-ing it. This is not.
I'm
the
sorry.
Game
I'm just trying to figure out what he said.
Look, you don't have time, Mark.
Okay, have you literally just Googled Benjamin Franklin farts?
Yeah.
Is that what you
see.
Looked for?
Just to see.
So I was on zero after that.
I think so.
Still on zero.
I think so. Yeah.
Because Terps wouldn't have blamed it. He would have just
ignored it. That's my duty as an Englishman to not highlight our...
You wouldn't have been able to help it. You would have turned red. Your shoulders would have been shaking. You would have been like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think in the Queen's presence, you would just be... You would be so daunting, wouldn't it? She's such a...
Do you think if you really were tiny, frail, old, grey woman?
Exactly, but wouldn't you, if you were queen, just see what you could get away with? It'd be quite a nice social study, just to be like, you know, one was going to find out today how certain subjects react when one drops a real stinky fart in their presence.
I like that.
And then
that's
you'd just be
queen.
Like, you'd be like, oh, I'd find that really interesting. And I'd find it almost like when you're like a billionaire and you just don't care anymore. Mm. It's just like, I honestly don't care about anything.
Know
yeah, exactly.
What that's like.
So I would just be like, you know, I just want to see what happens when I meet people. And I just, you know, I shake their hand. I'm just going to really awkwardly fart and just keep eye contact on them.
Because Bill Murray does like steal chips off of people.
Apparently.
So he'll like go into a restaurant and people go, oh my God, it's Bill Murray. He'll just reach to their plate, steal a few chips, eat them in front of them and say, nobody will believe you. And then he'll walk off.
That's right, yeah. He does it all the time in the street and he's like takes, you know, he meets people and says,
he
no one will
cock
believe
out
you.
And just like waggles it
around.
Wow. Yep.
Nobody will believe you. isn't that what Jimmy Savile said?
Well,
oh my God.
Nobody will believe you. Nobody will believe you. Sit like that.
I think that one might have to get cut.
I've arrived.
Good. Well, look, fantastic.
Wow.
I think that'll do.
Lewis, there's one more question.
Oh,
one
yes.
more question to ask.
That's right. So
it's the final question.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Yeah.
Smooth. Episode zero.
Score so far is zero. So with this last question, if Simon gets my answer right,
I get 10 points.
Is it like the conundrum?
I get 10 points. I double my points. Wait, what?
No.
The final question on Simple Simon, it's always going to be the same, because, of course, Simple Simon was a pieman. So the question is, what Mark most prefer to have is this pie filling? What's his pie filling of choice?
What is Mark's pie filling of choice?
That's right, Simon.
Now,
what do you think?
I think Mark likes a meat pie. Uh-huh. He's very fond
of
a meaty
sweet pie. He's a savoury pie kind of
yes.
guy.
Yes. What sort of meat? Steak and ale. Steak and ale.
Yep.
That's my final answer.
Well done, sir. You hit the proverbial kind of pie on the nose, I think. But
hit the pie on the nose.
Yep.
Okay.
You pied me. That's I don't know what that means. But yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
I'd say
what you're
so.
Saying.
Yep.
I got it right.
Well done.
Hooray!
Hooray!
10 points!
10 points to Gryffindor.
10 points!
Brilliant. Well done.
10.
Is that a 10? It looks like a 0-1 on this. I think you've got it the wrong way around.
10. 10 points.
10 points.
That's amazing.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Yeah. There we go.
10 points.
Well done. Well, thank you for joining us all for Simple Simon. I hope you had a good time. And see you next week, where we will bring another guest on and invite them, if this doesn't get cancelled.
Who will it be? Oh, what guest will we have? It could be anyone. It could be Obama. It could be the Queen herself.
That'd be awkward if you answer the fart question.
It could be Tom Cruise. It could be Kirsten Scott Thomas. It could be the Family Guy man, Peter Griffin. It could be this fellow. It could be anyone.
Who is that?
What do you mean, who's that? It's me.
That is terrifying. What's happened to your nose? You don't have a nose.
My God, what's wrong with your face?
Who's that? Is that Peter Griffin?
No, it's me. He's saying I look like Peter Griffin.
In that picture,
I do a bit, don't
hey,
I?
Hey, Simon, you remember that time when you looked just like me?
Meh. Awful.
Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thank you for your patience.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later, shitlords.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.